So today's grants are a component of our overall charitable impact. This year it was more than $6.5 million. So that includes all the different gifts and donations. So we're proud to do it.
The stuff that you folks do, it's beyond awesome. The need that's out there in the state of Wisconsin and the number of organizations and the number of people like yourself that do so much to make life better for others. We had 422 organizations request a grant this year. That was up from about 350 the year before and 200 and some the year before that. It continues to grow. And there are 316 organizations that we were able to give grants to this year. And that's well beyond what we were able to do last year.
I'd like to thank the Green Bay Packer Foundation for their generous award to us. We're a relatively new nonprofit, and the confidence and faith that they're showing by supporting us is just really humbling and amazing. So the project that the Green Bay Packer Foundation is helping us with, it's called our Helping Hands Project. Living Loud either purchases or we give money to Aspiro clients for them to buy items to put in survival bags to give to parents and kids that have unexpected stays in the hospital. So being a mom who had a child with cancer, we had a lot of unexpected stays, and you didn't always have time to go home and get stuff. So we feel that it's really a win-win situation because we've got clients with developmental disabilities that get to assemble and deliver these bags. And the joy on their face doing that is just incredible.
The opening this past month of our new program, our new life enrichment program called Sunflower Cottage, will allow us to further serve and meet our community's needs. The reason we call it a life enrichment program is because it enriches not only the lives of the clients that we're serving, but also of the caregivers. The funds that we are receiving from this grant will help be used to address our concerns around transportation for this new program. Being a long, skinny county with many rural areas, isolationism and lack of mobility are of great concern. This grant will allow us to assist people in getting to and from our center when needed. It would also allow us to be as active in the community as we can be. So on behalf of Sunshine House and Sunflower Cottage, we would like to thank the Green Bay Packer Foundation for the gift of mobility and interaction within the community that this grant is sure to provide.
In our YMCA, we were committed to developing and providing a program that would meet the needs of all of our teens in our city. And any of those teens that were on the free and reduced lunch program in the school district would also receive a free YMCA membership. And the commitment level from the police and the fire department is that whatever program that we were going to bring forth, they were committed to having officers and firefighters at each of the sessions of those programs. And what came from that is we launched a Friday Nights at the Y program in the summer of 2015. In our two main branches, we opened up our facilities every Friday night from 8 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. And we provided activities that gave our teens a positive alternative to hanging out on the streets. This program would not have been able to exist if it wasn't for other organizations, but specifically to you all here at the Green Bay Packer Foundation and your support.
One of the main causes for the Packers is to be community involved and to give back to everything. And I just think it's wonderful that we're able to do all of this.
And this is really, for a lot of us who work with the Packers, one of our favorite events, to see firsthand the impact that we're having across the state. It also allows us the opportunity to recognize the great things that each of you, all of your organizations are doing. Thank you to all the groups here for coming, and thank you, more importantly, for all the great things you're doing in the community. How about a round of applause for yourselves?